Sanganatimananda Shaganjana Shlakaya Chakshura Minitam Yenatasmai Shigurave Namaha. So basically, I'm just going to introduce His Holiness Bhakti Chuma Maharaj, because I gave the class this morning, so I'm not going to speak for a long time.
The condition is you're going to introduce Nrisingadev.
I'm going to introduce Nrisingadev's great devotee, Bhakti Chuma Maharaj. And so we all know his exalted quality. So we're going to be very much enlightened to hear about Lord Nrisingadev's pastimes. And as we know, just one little philosophical thing for me. It's described in the Srimad Bhagavatam that the Lord has so many incarnations, they're like the waves of the ocean. And Srila Prabhupada explains in his purport to the Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna has incarnations in every species of life, which is pretty amazing. As we know, there's 8,400,000 species of life. So that means at least 8,400,000 types of incarnations. And then, in the form of Lord Nrisingadev, Krishna invented a new species of life. So 8,400,000 in one species of life. And I'm sure Krishna has done a lot of different interesting other combinations other than that. And as I mentioned this morning, that every single type of relationship we have in this world, flavored with indirect relationships, of course the five basic relationships we have in this world are the Shantaras, Dasharas, Sakyaras, Vatsalyaras, and Madhuryaras. And then you have the seven indirect relationships, which are like the spices that spice different vegetables, which have a direct relationship. Everything that is here in this world is there in the spiritual realm, and Krishna enjoys them very much. So in the pastimes of Lord Nrisingadev, you have like ghastliness, and also chivalry, and wonder, and bhuta, and all these interesting indirect relationships that are flavoring Krishna's pastimes. And so in order to enjoy many of these different types of relationships, Krishna comes to this world and has his devotees, such as Jai and Vijay, which were cursed. It was an excuse, actually. Krishna arranged for them to be cursed so Krishna could enjoy this wonderful, chivalrous, astonishing, ghastly type of relationship with his devotee. This is very enjoyable. Like this. So tonight we'll hear about the enjoyable relationships Krishna has with his devotees, which are not like the stereotype relationships you hear about in other religions. Other religions, it's just very, very limited. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. At most, it's Dasharas. I mean, you have mostly Shanta, and then a little bit mixture of Dasharas. But not so much, because mainly people are worshiping in most religions to make God their servant, right? Like, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Give us this day our daily bread. And so Prabhupada commented one time that they want to turn God into a baker, a bread maker. So everyone's making requests to God. And of course, in India generally, it's like that too. There's this, what, Satyanarayan Katha. And they go before people go before the deities sometimes, before Balaji, and they make a deal with him. Balaji, I'll give you 50% of this business if you make it successful. So in this way, generally people are executing what we call sa kama bhakti. But in the pastimes of Lord Nrisingadev, we see exhibited in his exchanges with Prahlad Maharaj, and Prahlad Maharaj's exchanges with him, the concept of nishkama bhakti. Nishkama bhakti means without any desire, simply the desire to please the Lord. And that nishkama attitude culminates in the mood of the gopis in the final Shikshashtaka prayer, where Lord Chaitanya shows that mood, demonstrates that mood, in stating that, Krishna, you may crush me by your embrace, you may leave me brokenhearted by not being present before me, and you're completely free to do anything and everything, and you will always remain my worshipful Lord unconditionally. So real devotional service begins with dasha, and that is the teaching of our movement, that we are not the enjoyers, We are meant to be enjoyed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are not Purusha, we are Prakriti. And specifically in the exchanges between Prahlad Maharaj and Lord Nrsimhadev, we see this mood being brought up. So now, with great pleasure and with great excitement, hoping to hear the most nectarian pastimes of Lord Nrsimhadev from the mouth of Krishna's pure devotee, I will turn this over to Bhakti Chu Maharaj.
Yes. Can you put the microphone and get out of here? Hope that was all right for the introduction.
Janatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militandaya Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamani Namaste Sharashati Devi Gauravani Pachani Nirvishesha Shri Jai Nishimha, Shri Nishimha, Jai Jai Nishimha, Prahladeshu Jai Jai Sushi Nishimha. Prahladesha, another name of Nrsimhadev, is he is the Lord of Prahlad Maharaj. When Narad Muni was searching for the greatest devotee, the greatest recipient of the mercy of the Lord, he was directed by Lord Brahma to go to Lord Shiva. So, and when Narad Muni started to glorify Lord Shiva as the greatest devotee, Lord Shiva told him that, "No, Narad, I am not the greatest devotee. The greatest devotee is, or rather the greatest devotees are the residents of Vaikuntha, because they are with the Lord all the time. They are receiving so much mercy and they are residing with the Lord in the spiritual world. Associates." And at that time, Lakshmi Devi, at that time, Parvati Devi told that, and in Vaikuntha, Lakshmi Devi is the greatest devotee. And Narad Muni was about to go to Vaikuntha to meet Lakshmi Devi, the greatest devotee. But at that time, Lord Shiva told him, "No, Narad, even greater devotee than the residents of Vaikuntha is Prahlad Maharaj." And so in this way, we can see the exalted position of Prahlad Maharaj. His position is even higher than the residents. But at the same time, we see that Prahlad Maharaj is born in the family of a demon. So in this way, Prabhupada is pointing out that in this way, Krishna actually is reminding us, telling everybody, that anybody can be his pure devotee. Even the demons can be his pure devotee. Another wonderful example of a demon being a pure devotee is Britrasura. Bali Maharaj, the demons. As Maharaj said, that in every species the Lord appears. And in that species we find the devotees. Even among the demons there is their devotees, pure devotees of the Lord. two of them are considered to be the Mahajans out of 12 Mahajans. In the snake community, we find Shesha, Ananta Shesha, Vasuki, another great devotee. So, Prahlad Maharaj, when his friends asked him, the children in the school, Gurukul, Shanda and Amartya, two sons of Shukracharya, were their teachers, and the children of demons are being educated by them. And Prahlad Maharaj started to preach to them about the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the importance of becoming his devotee. A six-year-old boy is giving such wonderful descriptions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and analyzing the importance of becoming a devotee of the Lord. Then when his friends asked, when did you learn all this? Our teachers never taught this. And in our neighborhood, we don't find anybody who knows about these kind of topics. Where did you learn? Then Prahlad Maharaj admitted that when he was in the womb of his mother was in the custody of Narada Muni. Because at that time his father, Hiranyakashipu, went out to perform austerities, to become immortal, to take revenge against Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who killed his brother. So he wanted to kill him. So he saw that his brother was equally powerful and Hari killed him. So Hari must be very, very powerful. So to defeat Hari, he wanted to prepare himself. And he went to perform austerity. At that time, Narada Muni took his mother to his ashram. The demigods actually were dragging her to imprison her because Prahlad was in the womb, and they thought that in the womb of this wife of Hiranyakashipu was a demon also. But Narada Muni intervened, and Narada Muni said, no, in the womb of this lady is a great devotee. So let her go. But then Kayadhu didn't have any place to go, so Narada Muni just took her to his ashram. And Narada Muni didn't want Prahlad to be born in the ashram, because in the absence of the father, if a child is born, people may question. There may be some doubts about the chastity of this woman. So now, by Narada Muni's mercy, Prahlad Maharaj remained in the womb of his mother, didn't come out for a long time until his father returned. And in the ashram, Narada Muni used to instruct his mother about the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the importance of becoming his devotee. So this is how Narada Muni, sitting in the womb of his mother as a baby, unborn baby, he used to listen and he remembered. His mother forgot about the instructions that she received from Narada Muni, but he remembered. So that's how Prahlad Maharaj became a devotee. Now in this respect, there is another information that is available in Hari Bhakti Vilas. Hari Bhakti Vilas is actually mentioning how Prahlad Maharaj became such a great devotee. That's another very interesting anecdote. In his previous life, Prahlad Maharaj once went girlfriend went out with his girlfriend to spend the time with her in a picnic or some sort of winter outing. So they came to a nice place where they found a ruin. And they thought of spending the time there. There's a ruin of a very big structure. So they cleaned the place, and as they were about to have their picnic, they got into a fight. A terrible argument took place between them. And the both of them were so upset that they stayed up, they couldn't sleep the whole night. They stayed up the whole night. Now, that ruin happened to be a temple of Nrisimhadeva. That day happened to be the day of Nrisimha Chaturdasi. Because they cleaned the temple on the day of Nrisimha Chaturdasi and fasted on that day and stayed up the whole night, Prahlad Maharaj acquired the Agyata Sukriti, due to which he was born as a great devotee of Nrisimhadeva. Not really a great devotee of Nrisimhadeva, but received the mercy of Nrisimhadeva. Actually, Prahlad Maharaj was a devotee of Krishna. He was not worshipping Nrisimhadeva, but Lord appeared as Nrisimhadeva. Why? Because Hiranyakashipu, desiring to become immortal, performed great austerities, and as a result of that, Brahma came to him. And when Brahma asked him, "What do you want? Why are you performing such austerity?" So then Prahlad Maharaj told him, "I'm sorry, Hiranyakashipu told him, please make me immortal." Brahma said, "Look, I can't make you. Even I am not immortal. I am mortal. So how can I give you the boon of immortality?" So Hiranyakashipu thought of outsmarting Brahma. So he said, "Okay, give me a boon that I will not be killed by any man, animal, rakshasa, gandharva, kinnara, naga, human being, demigod." So he covered everything, that he would be killed by anyone of them. Brahma said, "Fine, tathastu, let it be." Then he said, "Give him a boon that I would not be killed by any weapon." He said, "Okay, that boon I can give. Give him a boon that I'll not be killed in the air or land or in water." "Okay, granted. Give me the boon that I will not be killed by, inside the house or outside the house, inside the room or outside the room. I will not be killed during the day. So getting these boons granted by Lord Brahma, Hiranyakashipu practically became immortal. No one could kill him. So therefore, the Lord assumed this amazing form and killed Hiranyakashipu in such an amazing way. He assumed the form which is neither a human being nor an animal. He was not to be killed by any weapon, so he killed him with nakham adbhuta shinjam, with his nails, which is not a weapon. He was not supposed to be killed on the air or land or water. So he placed him on his lap, which was neither air nor land. He sat at the doorway, which is neither inside the room or outside the room. And he killed him when the day was turning into night, at the time of dusk, when it was neither day nor night. So no matter how much one tries to outsmart the Supreme Personality of God, he cannot. So anyway, because Hiranyakashipu was torturing Prahlad in such a way, Krishna not only protected him, Hiranyakashipu tried to kill him in so many ways. He had asked his bodyguards to kill him, a little boy, 6-year-old boy. And they immediately, being ordered, the soldier's business is to just follow the order of the leader. So the order has come, kill my son. So they just went to kill them. And the weapons with the weapons that they can fight with the demigods, that weapon was ineffective. Couldn't do anything to Prahlad. Those weapons were totally useless. Nothing. Prahlad didn't even get a scratch on his body. Why? Because Krishna was protecting him. Rakhe Krishna, Mahi. When Krishna protects, who can kill? And then Hiranyakashipu decided to throw him in the pit of snakes. Now these are not ordinary snakes, these are celestial snakes, with many hoods, extremely poisonous, huge body. And their fangs were broken. Their sacks of poison became empty. Nothing happened to Prahlad. So this is how Lord was protecting. A huge fire was lit. Prahlad was thrown into that. The flames of the fire appeared to be like the cool and soothing touch of lotus petals. In this way, so many ways he tried to kill him. Hiranyakashipu tried to kill Prahlad. But when nothing happened, when nothing could happen to Prahlad, nothing could happen to Prahlad, Hiranyakashipu was not only frustrated, he was surprised. Where did this boy get this such strength that he is totally invincible? And then he asked, where are you getting this strength? And he said, I'm getting it from where everybody else gets his strength. Where is that source? From Hari. He's the source of everything. Even your strength is coming from him. Then he asked, where is your Hari? He's everywhere. Is he in this pillar? Yes. And he broke the pillar. It was so powerful that just one strike with his fist, he struck the pillar and the pillar crumbled. And then he saw an amazing form coming up. A personality with the head of a lion and the body of a man. That is how he appeared. And then a big fight ensued. The other day, yesterday I think, we are discussing about that. Like Prahlad, I mean Hiranyakashipu, I mean Lord Nrisimhadev did not appear at the time of dusk. He appeared somewhere, I saw that he actually appeared at midday. And throughout the day they fought. And only at the time when the day was about to turn into night, at the time of dusk, he came back. They fought for a long, long time. Both are equally very powerful. And in this case, we can remember that Jai and Vijay became Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha because they wanted to give the Lord the pleasure of experiencing Vira Rasa. As Maharaj was saying, seven secondary rasas. One of the secondary rasas is rasa of chivalry, which is called Vira Rasa, which one, especially a warrior, experiences by fighting. A kshatriya experiences a joy by fighting. So Jaya and Vijay felt that the Lord doesn't get a chance to get to experience that melody, Virarasa. And they desired, if we could, give him that pleasure. Because in Vaikuntha, everybody is subservient to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and no one ever even can dream of fighting with the Lord. Who can ever think of fighting with the Lord? Which devotee will ever think of fighting with the Lord in his right sense? Of course, there is another region in the spiritual sky called Vrindavan. There is another story. There they fight. Krishna's friends fight with Krishna. But in Vaikuntha, nobody fights. So, but Jai Vijay desired that they could give the pleasure of Virarasa to the Supreme Personality. And that's why this arrangement was made. The four Kumaras came, apparently they cursed, and as a result of that curse, they had a choice to come to the earth planet, come to the material nature, seven times as a devotee, or three times as an enemy. And what did they opt for? Jai and Vijay? They opted for three times. Of course, these are all Lord's pastimes, and in this pastime, Jogamaya actually makes all these arrangements. She makes all the arrangements so that Jai and Vijay could come and fight. His devotees. But now they have become demons. Just to give the Lord the pleasure of fighting Virarasa. So that's why they fought. We also find with when they came as Ravan and Kumbhakarna, they also fought for a gave a terrible fight to Lord Ramchandra. But eventually they just as here also, after a long battle, Hiranyakashipu was killed by the Supreme Personality of God. Now today I actually received a question in the internet. Now somebody questioned me actually on the phone, that why are we so... why do we worship Nrisimhadev? Why we devotees? I mean, we are devotees of Radha Krishna. Then why do we worship Nrisimhadev? Why did Prabhupada institute it? Why did Prabhupada institute the worship of Nrisimhadev in this school? Now the reason is, you asked that question. That question came from Atmaram Krishna. Yeah. You wanted to ask something? Okay. So, anyway, the reason is Lord Nrisingadev removes the impediments on the path of devotion, obstacles in the path of devotion. Bhakti, Bighna, Vinasana. Bighna means impediments, obstacles. And Lord Nrisingadev removes those impediments. Now to understand this point, we have to consider the Brahma Samhita is describing Jat Pada Pallava Jugam Vinidhaya Kumbha, describing Ganesh, Jat Ganadhi Raja. Ganesh, jat pada pallava jugam vinidhaya kumbha, dande pranama samaye sa ganadhi raja, bignan bihantum, again bignan, impediment, bihantum, destroys, alamasa jagatrayasya, of the three worlds, bignan bihantum alamasa jagatrayasya. So what Ganesh is doing, he is removing the obstacles of the three worlds. And that is how Ganesh gives success. Another name of Ganesh is Siddhidata, giver of Siddhi, perfection, success. That's why business people worship Ganesh. Vaishyas worship Ganesh. They want to be successful in their business. Now, how does Ganesh do that? Jat Padu Pallava Jugam Vinidhaya Kumbha. Holding the two lotus feet of the Lord in his tumulai, and this on his head. Now, here we can see. So, who is that personality whose feet he is holding on his? Nrisingadev is removing spiritual difficulties. Ganesh is removing material difficulties. That is the difference. Now here we can see that Ganesh is a devotee of Nrisingadev. And as a result of that, there is some sort of sarupya, similarity in their appearance. Nrisingadev has lion's head, human's body. Ganesh has elephant's head and a human body. So this is what Nrisingadev does. This is the reason why we, the Gauriya Vaishnavas, worship Nrisingadev. In Jogpit also, we see there is a deity, a temple of Lakshmi Nrisingadev. Because this is how we worship Gauriya Vaishnavas. Also, Bhakti Vinod Thakur at first gave Nrisinga mantra to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. For the same reason, Nrisingadev comes first to remove all the obstacles from the path of devotion so that our spiritual life can become successful. We can become successful in our spiritual life. So that is why Lord Nrisingadev is so special to us. Of course, there are other considerations also, like Lord Nrisingadev removes the obstacles or destroys the enemies of Krishna consciousness. To preach in the Western world, there were a lot of obstacles. That's why Prabhupada instituted this worship of Nrisingadev, so that execute our devotional service without any impediment. And we have seen how Nrisimhadev's worship or installing Nrisimhadev's deities remove all those obstacles. Like at one time in Germany, there was a lot of difficulties, a lot of difficulties. Our movement was facing a lot of difficulties. Maybe the faults were ours, because we did many wrong things there. But then Harikesh Swami became the GBC there. And one of the first things he did, he established Nrisimhadev's temple. Far away, practically near the border of Poland and Germany, we have this Nrisimhadev temple. And amazingly, there was, since then, there's no problem. There hadn't been any difficulty here. In Mayapur also, there was an attack by the dacoits in the early 80s, I think it was in 83, 84. The dacoits came to take the deities because they thought initially in Mayapur we had small deities of Radha Mata, metal deities, Ashtadhatu deities. And these people somehow got an idea that this deity was made of gold. And later on we found out some astrologer actually told them. And these people have such implicit faith in this astrologer that they risked, three of the dacoits were killed in that attack. And many of them were finally arrested. And one of our devotees, Bhakti Raghav Maharaj, at that time he was Raghav Pandit Prabhu. In a bomb that was dacoit through, he lost his leg. So, that was a terrible time. Like, they ransacked the temple and they stole the deity. It was a very difficult time for us. But then it was at that time that we decided to build a new temple. And in that new temple, we installed Nrisimhadev. And since then, no problem. There hasn't been any problem since then. So this is how wonderful Lord Nrisimhadev is. Bhakti Vighna Vinasha. So he removes the impediments from the path of bhakti. So that is why Nrisimhadev is so special to us. That is why after the arati, we sing the prayer to Lord Nrisimhadev. So this is how Lord Nrisimhadev has a very special position in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, especially in ISKCON. And we need his mercy. We need his mercy, individually and collectively. And Nrisimhadev is so merciful. These Nrisimha Kavachas that you received, they are very special. Very special. Nrisimhadev's Nrisimha Kavach actually fulfills our desires. Like, to give an example how even there is, Nrisimha Kavach actually describes that kato vandha chaja nari mritavatsa chaja bhuve janma vandha nashta putra bohu putra vati bhuve. A woman who is barren or gives birth to dead children by the mercy of this Nrisimha Kavacha, she gives birth to many children. Bahu putra pati bhave, she becomes a mother of many children. Bhuta preta pishachascha, rakshasa danuvascha, tam drishta prapalayante, desha deshantam. that by this Nrisimha Kavacha, Kavacha actually is not a protection. Armor. Like an armor. If there is the fear or possibility of Bhuta, ghost, Preta, Pishacha, Rakshasa, Danavashchana, Tam Drishta Prapadayante, Desha, Desha, Taratra. Just by seeing Nrisimhadev's form, just they run away to Deshantaram. They leave that country and go to some other land. I also will end it with a small anecdote. It was in South Africa. One of my doctor disciples, many of you probably know him, Jagadananda Pandit, he is a clinic. So one day, African lady came to him and she was completely distraught and she told that she can't sleep at night. For a long time she can't sleep at night because the moment she goes to sleep, the moment she dozes off to sleep, these ghosts come and attack her. So she came for a treatment, some Sai, so he could give some medicine. And he told her that, look, I can give you a medicine, but this is not this medicine, I'll give you another kind of medicine. And he gave her the Nrisimha Mantra. Just regular Nrisimha Mantra that we chant. Namaste Narasimha. And he gave her this picture of Nrisimhadev. He said, you put the picture in your room and before going to bed, you chant this mantra. He wrote it down, gave it to her. The next morning, she came to him, thanking him profusely. He said that after such a long time, she could sleep soundly without any difficulty. And she also told another experience that she had. She saw, when she was dozing off to sleep, she saw that these ghosts were coming to attack her. And then they just saw that picture of Nrisimhadev and they just ran from there. She kind of had a dream. She thought it was a dream, but we know what it was. This picture of Nrisimhadev, the picture of the Lord, is not different from the Lord himself. Lord's Vigraha, Satchidananda Vigraha, are of 8 kinds. There are 8 types of Vigraha. And one of them is the picture. The picture of the Lord is not different from the Lord. That's why be careful when you are dealing with the picture. Sometimes I see that it has become so easily available that everywhere there is picture of Radha Krishna or Nrisimhadev or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we tend to treat them in such a disrespectful way. But we should be very careful, understanding that these pictures are non-different from the Lord. So this is the mercy of Lord Nrisimhadev. You can get his mercy in so many wonderful ways. And most important for us is that he removes the obstacles from the path of our devotion. And Bahir Nrisimha, Hridaya Nrisimha. Nrisimhadev is everywhere. He's outside and he's also in the heart. So when you pray to him, Lord Nrisimhadev will respond. Okay, thank you all very much. It's already 6:05. So we'll go into our next program. Yes?
How does the right dress up not allowed to worship Nrisimhadev?
I don't know. Like, not Grihasthas are not allowed to worship Nrisimhadev. In Mayapur, they don't. But the thing is that, because one idea is that Mayapur, the form is Ugra Nrisimha. Ugra Nrisimha. I don't know who actually instituted that standard, that only brahmacharis can worship Nrisimhadev. Because deity worship is generally done by the householders. Deity worship is brahmana. Maharaj, what do you say?
Yeah. Well,
the householders do the deity worship.
In Hovalam, it's all householders worshipping the Nava Nrisimha deities.
Okay,
there.
All nine Nrisimha deities. Maybe one thing is that because they want to maintain a strict standard, and probably the feeling is that Grihasthas may not follow that strict standard. Therefore, to be on the safe side, like let the brahmacharis only. Brahmacharis, sannyasi. Did you ask me that question? Or somebody asked me the same question a few days back. And I thought of asking, find out in Mayapur why, you know, who actually instituted the standard. You see that stand, the Nrisimha, Ugra Nrisimha deities were established or installed with the help of Atmatattva Prabhu. So he actually got the deities from South India. He is from South India. So anyway, whatever it is, the general understanding is that it is the householders who do the deity worship. So why shouldn't they worship Nrisimhadev? And as Maharaj said, like all nine forms of Nrisimhadev are worshipped by the householders in our family. Okay, so thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Okay, just one question, maybe.
Yeah, but the bottom line is there that Grihastha members can also worship Nrisimhadev.
Yeah. Yes?
Maharaj, you mentioned that we break our fast at last. So, does it mean that we are celebrating Nrisimhadev's appearance day?
No. Killing of Hiranyakashipu. Killing of Hiranyakashipu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. We'll have a fire sacrifice in the backyard. So I would specifically request the initiated devotee to take sit behind. Let the devotees and the guests and come in front. Maharaj will be there, and then the priests will be there. The first circle. Let the congregation member be in the first, and initiated devotees will be in the back. Same thing during the time of prasadam distribution. The devotees take the back step. Thank you.
সামনে ওরা বসবে, তার পেছনে আপনারা বসতে পারেন, এমন প্রসাদ পাওয়ার সময় এমন।